There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Yes. Man, so this weekend, I had a bunch of great plans.
Uh-huh. What'd you try to do? You didn't come to San Diego to see me perform comedy.
I didn't want, that wasn't one of my plans.
Yes, there would have been great plans.
I supported you emotionally from afar.
You did.
I did.
I did. I felt it, actually. I felt it, yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah. But Saturday, everything got canceled, so I was sitting in the house. I have all this great new weed, right? And so
we're going to have a trim session. Maybe this weekend.
We are. I think we are, right? We should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had a breakthrough alone, as stoned as I could get.
Okay.
And I went down this very long rabbit hole on ancient Greek and Roman music.
Oh!
And found all this stuff here. Play this first clip. This is the Diaulos.
The Diaulos.
It's two flutes. So the guy puts two flutes in his mouth.
Oh!
And he plays them at the same time.
Just like Trump.
He's blowing them. He's blowing the living hell out of them. But here, look, listen to this. So this is called the Diaulos.
Oh.
Ha!
Ooh! Ha. I like this.
I like old-timey music. I like flutes. I like medieval-style music.
Yeah. No, this is very Ewok.
There's something about it. It gets you kind of going in a way. It's mysterious.
I smell a sample. We need to get this to the RZA.
Yes. G-God. Look how hard that is. Like, this guy's playing this. He's playing two flutes at once. They're all in his mouth, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy named, by the name of his name is like Krakiki Olmashniki. What's his name?
Dude, I could fucking kill somebody to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
I'm like,
Armstrong.
Swinging a mace?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
This music is being played on an aulos, which was actually the aulos that they have at the Louvre, that they now build flutes off of that aulos at the Louvre in order to play them more regularly. Dude.
They weren't trying to steal that at the
Louvre. I got so scared alone.
I bet.
Just pretending that I was in an ancient temple.
I think this is the guy you need to hire to score your movie.
I think he might be difficult. Anybody that plays flutes like this for a living is both wildly poor.
I'm sure, yeah. I don't think he has an email address.
No, but also very, very difficult.
Imagine if we just kept this on the whole time.
Yeah. He doesn't seem difficult.
No.
He seems nice.
But they use circular breathing. So that, like you know the idea that you never stop blowing?
Fuck yeah.
You're always blowing.
I'll learn that shit. It's circular breathing, not the flute.
Not sucking dick.
No.
Welcome to Side Stories.
It'd be good for our bongs, though.
It would be huge. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
Hello! What a fun week!
There's just something about it. It kind of brought me into just how fun this week is.
It really was.
Because this is arguably one of the thickest Side Stories news weeks we've ever encountered.
Yes.
Besides... Yeah, I mean, I don't know, when Epstein first killed himself or didn't kill himself, or like that was a big day. I remember when Art Bell died. Art Bell died, that's what started Side Stories.
Oh, okay.
Really, like we decided to step up to the plate. So to this week, it's kind of special because it sounds like the whole world has got Epstein fever.
Fever!
And we have a bit of an update, don't we, Rob?
It's an island adventure.
Yeah?
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
Yeah!
Yay! Jeffrey Epstein is crushing it from hell.
Oh my God. He's a fucking big, he's a big time guy now.
Wow, old Jeff is crushing it. He has never been hotter. So we now know right now, the House of Representatives did pass a bill to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein documents. Mm-hmm. Now that Trump so bravely came forward this weekend and said, yeah, sure, vote for him, just because he can't deal with the fact that his entire party is caving out from underneath him.
Yeah, one dude still's like, don't release him.
One guy.
One guy. One guy's old, like, and strong.
No. No, I will not know. I do not want to know. But it is, it's very funny, but we'll see if it gets through the House. We're going to see if the bill gets through the Senate. We're going to see if Trump actually signs it. I dare him to sign it. I can't wait.
He won't sign it.
It doesn't even matter, because since the final threat came out about this dossier of information, finally.
Where do we get all these emails from, by the way?
So this is we're seeing a sort of information arms race happening from within the U.S. government to the American public.
Yeah.
Well, the first email that came out, that was the first line that showed that House Democrats released, had Jeffrey Epstein emailing I believe he was emailing Ghislaine, and he said, this is in a direct words, I want you to realize that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Victim taken out, spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned by police chief, etc. I'm 75% of the way there. Epstein then says Trump never got a massage, but he was there and he knew everything was happening, specifically that he told Ghislaine to stop trafficking minors into Mar-a-Lago. That's another one.
We're going to get caught.
Yes. And then one of the a lot of these emails came from House Republicans that were collected by a reporter, a piece of slime by the name of Michael Wolff.
Yes.
That has been waiting for someone to pay him enough money to give out this information.
I mean, I've never seen a person like paint themselves as a hero like this.
He's such a fucking...
When he's like been holding on to the shit we've needed for a decade now.
He is such a fucking slime ball. I cannot stand that man. I could not fucking... I don't care what he did, but he finally released some of this information as well. That's a part of where these emails came from.
Man, I follow him and just like his stupid, smug fucking... Well, Jeffrey did this and Donald does this. And so this is why we should be looking at that. If you had this fucking info
from the very, very beginning. But now we know that he released this info where they were talking, I believe Jeffrey Epstein was speaking with his brother.
Yes.
It's
coming out of nowhere. It's like in season three, they got a new cast member and all of a sudden, like, it's like, we have to know who this guy is now.
Yeah, so these new emails, right? So the first one that says this concept about the idea of him saying, do you have the pictures of Trump blowing Bubba?
Yes.
So this is the thing that comes out now. We know that. I forgot who he was in communication with, but it was Jeffrey Epstein's brother that came out and said he wasn't referring to Bill Clinton. Can we play the little other track that I wanted you to play, Rob?
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. And so what if there was?
Wow.
That's a lot better than World War III, Owen.
See, that's Alex Jones 7 years ago saying that he would have loved to have seen him blow somebody instead of start World War III. But now we're starting to see that he's going to start World War III in order to keep people from seeing him blow somebody. But I think that the statement about this is it was figurative.
As much as, like, I would love to, like, just, like, make this all about him, like, blowing Bill Clinton.
He did not.
There's a lot of problems with this email, and I think personally, I know we don't agree on this, but personally, I think this email is going to end up like discrediting all of the emails.
Well, only for the truly stupid and bad actors that are trying to flip everything.
Yeah.
If they can use that maybe as a wedge to make people not believe in the rest of the emails, but it's more if you pull your head out of your ass, you see that that was a joke. It's a joke about
absolutely
Trump doing... defacing himself in front of someone else. And I feel like that's kind of where we're going to see. Now,
the fact that we would think that Trump would actually take the time and effort to pleasure somebody.
Suck someone to culmination.
I just don't think he has it in him to do something that nice for somebody.
I don't actually, truly, I don't know if he has the physical strength.
I don't think
it's even about that.
I don't think he could, you're right, I don't think he could physically
sustainably suck a penis
that would,
for the amount of time that it would take for that man to come while Donald Trump is the one sucking your penis.
Imagine Trump like physically on his knees for an extended period of time.
Oh, just the noises and the farts and the stuff just coming from that.
His back, like he's not physically fit. Nah. Like there's no way he could actually handle a cock.
And he'd be chewing on it. It'd be a whole lot of problems with it. So he's not blowing anybody.
He would ever, I don't think he's eating women out. I don't think any of this stuff.
So in response to this first series of emails, the Republicans thought, all right, we'll release a whole chunk of them, and then we'll see what you do then. None of these will show anything. They firmly show. It is wild what they released as a way to, I guess, discredit, because they wanted to then release a dump that was more Democrat-focused, right? And we're all like, couldn't possibly give a fuck. Like, literally, none of us give a fuck. You're talking to the wrong people. We don't care about that.
It's interesting because we've turned on our own so religious. It's like it's finally coming full circle around. We're turning on our own. It's like coming in our favor.
It's finally happening, right? Like, correctly, right? But so they didn't release all this stuff. And all it really does to me, which I find fascinating, is I read through a bunch of these emails. There's a ways to find them out. Now you can search through them all. It actually illustrates more Jeffrey Epstein and his position in his social network. Because you have all these nerds emailing Jeff saying, you know, like asking him like gangster questions. And then he acts like a gangster to these other nerds. And so he's the sexually evolved one.
Yes.
Amongst these like truly dead in the pants, like experts in all these various cryptic sciences that he was working with, especially more towards the end of his life. Also with the Epstein emails, we know for a fact that he was so heavily involved with the White House during Trump's first administration that he was the friendship emails between Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon are so putrid. They're both of them talk like the only way to describe it is it reminds me of me and my shithead little edgelord friends when we were like 14 talking about chicks and talking about doing all this. And it's on email. These guys are fucking pathetic.
Yeah. Makes you think about every email you ever sent.
Nope. It's good to know. It's all out there. And also the fact that these guys also find it interesting that a bunch of guys act like they are the masters of the universe and masters of women and men when they have to pay for it all.
Yes.
They have to pay for the sex and not even the sex. And that's the above board sex work.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about just the sex slaves and the children that you are raping. They all act like that makes them evolved, right? That he's so evolved. And so Trump as well. Trump tried to stop the train of minors coming into Mar-a-Lago because he knew eventually it was going to come about, especially when he was becoming president of the United States of America.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we should stop this.
We should stop this now. We should stop this now before I have to do something about all of you.
And
then he did. Because I do believe then the order for possible. I also love this new little conspiracy theory that Jeffrey Epstein himself was MKUltra trained to commit suicide.
Okay.
And that there was a trigger message that someone went in the hour that was cut of that footage. And instead of him killing himself voluntarily, he killed himself involuntarily, which I actually think that could be. I mean, that's a wild theory and MKUltra's never worked otherwise. So I don't know how.
Yes.
If it would work now.
I think, you know, I think we've talked about this. It was just you travel in that shit, and you know that whenever you get caught, you will have to kill yourself.
I also think
it's the same reason Nazis carried cyanide in their pockets.
Of course, you don't get them you're not going to give them the comfort of the punishment of me. You're not going to get closure.
It's Himmler.
Yes, you're not going to get any closure. I also I wonder if he, like in this whole suicide bit, actually delivers the cyanide pill he's been wanting to deliver to Trump all along.
Okay.
So what we're actually seeing is the real plan come out now.
Yeah.
So now it's too late for Trump. It's too late for all these other people. They're all in charge. They're all like, not only are they in charge, but they're also completely exposed. So now it's almost like Epstein's getting his revenge from beyond the grave.
Yeah, man. And hopefully some of these other mysterious deaths around Trump start showing up.
Get every one of them.
Yeah.
I want everyone arrested. I don't care who they are. No one does.
No one does. No one on the correct side does. Anyway.
Nobody gives a fuck. So, sure. But you go. You want to go through these emails and enjoy yourself. They are. It is interesting to me.
Epstein calling Trump the worst person he knows
is very interesting.
Is very interesting. That's crazy. Warning the other traffickers.
Watch out
for this guy. He's going to hurt our product.
Well, because what he also knows is that Donald Trump is the single most disloyal human being to ever exist.
Yes.
So he also knows that Trump, while he's as bad of a predator as he was, mm-hmm. so he's also collecting compromat. Everybody's got compromising information on each other.
Yeah.
That's this idea. It's involving this mutual protection. That's what they're even saying. It's a part of the reason why they're not releasing the rest of the documents is because of how many Democrats are involved. And it's like, again, I want the government to start over. So I couldn't give a fucking shit.
I like three Democrats officially.
I don't like, you know what? I don't even like the ones I like. I don't even like the ones I like. The ones I like, I want them to act like robot dogs and do my fucking bidding.
They're all failures.
You're a public servant and you've all shit the bed. Each one of you sucks dick. So I don't give a fuck how many of you get arrested.
Yes, it would be fun to watch everyone go down and just start from scratch.
Just start from scratch.
That'd be fucking really cool, man.
I would love that.
Oh, God. Yes, but so it's fun. It's fun to watch. And no, is speaking of hating Democrats.
Quiet, Piggy.
Piggy. Hillary really just like will never catch a break.
Not a single.
Not even like for
break.
Like a moment.
Do you
like,
know what?
Not even, I don't she care just, at all. Fuck no, that bitch.
She, fuck her, but honestly.
It's so funny.
She
just
has
like,
got numb.
All this like finally vindication on emails. And then like the like we look into the sixth email and it's like, is he blowing your husband?
Every time. And you know every time it
just,
starts
like,
the fight
she
again.
Oh yeah.
For like
for one,
a half
minute,
a second.
A minute. And then
you just see Bill like lock the door to his study. He's like, he's in there. He's trying to watch the Alabama game, you know, like just trying to just sit inside, just trying to be like, maybe I do feel my own pain. And I wonder maybe if I just spontaneously combust.
You know, like for like one, he had to for like 1 minute look his wife in the eye and be like, no, that man didn't suck my dick. And then had to explain
had
it to her because his
whole
past
thing,
is
I
so
wasn't,
bad.
I was actually at that moment, he couldn't have been sucking my dick because I was having sex with, I was having sex with Miranda Cudgel, who ran the pharmacy at the Winn-Dixie, you know, like in Alameda, Tuscaloosa. Yeah. God, he's looking like a corpse,
you
too.
You know, if Trump did suck Clinton's dick, he should have kept his dress.
Wow, yeah.
Live from your grave.
But the news, it just kept giving this week. It wasn't just our wonderful updates. So this is another questionable, this whole thing, man.
What is this now?
Okay. We, for years, we've talked about Hitler. And he said, we just did six episodes, 13 hours of Nazi footage. We joked a lot about Hitler's micropenis. And there's a lot of talk
We've
about
talked
him
about
having
him one ball.
No ball. Everybody has, right? And apparently that's a rumor that had started at the time, in during the war, the one ball thing.
By his tailor.
Yes, I guess. Who? I mean, I don't know, but it's funny because there was like a big thing. So I wanted to go to this, and this news hit everybody saw. One of the top stories that was sent to me all week.
Yes,
Hitler is now confirmed to have a micropenis.
How is he confirmed?
DNA. Okay, so I looked into a little bit more how this happened. So this was all done for a documentary series for Channel 4 on BBC called Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator, where this company has been doing these sort of kind of like gotcha salacious DNA tests that they're showing on television.
If we never found his body, how do we have his DNA?
So what they have found is they believe they have a bloody swatch from the couch in which he killed himself.
Oh.
Right? So for a long time, it was debated about whether or not the couch was real, or this blood was real and actually belonged to Hitler. It wasn't until finally, like, 5 years ago, because they had a really hard time finding a direct Hitler descendant that would come forward to to reveal themselves.
I thought all of his descendants said they swore to not have kids and so, kill the bloodline.
They are, it's like a whole thing. It's like a whole thing. Because he has cousins. He's like people of the Hitler family, right?
Yeah.
And so finally, a member of his family came forward and agreed to take the corroborating DNA test. They took the DNA test and it looks like it's pretty close to, it's a match. So they're pretty certain that it's real, that this is actually finally proof that it was Hitler's blood, and that they did a full-on genome breakdown of him, which is feels like a sci-fi fucking thriller gone wrong. It sounds like the beginning of a thing that we shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Because that's the building blocks of how to make another one.
It would be fun to clone Hitler just to shoot him in the head.
Just keep making its baby just to kill it.
Oh my God. Dude. For your 50th, Henry.
Oh my God.
We could go to Germany, clone Hitler.
And by start now, and then I can kill him as a boy.
Yeah, seven,
dude.
Yes,
and then we raise DNA duplicated Hitlers, and we basically give them cancer. And we test technology. Why are we doing this?
This was actually, I mean, I don't think there's the laws against killing clones yet, are
Not
there?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
This is huge.
A really good idea.
Dude.
This is what Dubai needs.
Yes.
Out of everything in Dubai, this is exactly like this. Oh. You want, fuck the new Abu Dhabi Disney World.
Real lookalikes.
Like, this is like, yeah, like, dude. We could kill a clone Hitler. Put him in the outfit.
Clone Hitler. Clone Princess Diana.
Oh my.
Get him married to each other.
Just like hitting Himmler in the head with a hammer.
Oh my fucking
this
God.
This is a really
Charlie
good idea.
Chaplin, Hitler,
I don't
on an
even
improv
need
team.
Money for this. I want this in the world.
Yes.
I want this in the world. We're cloning a Hitler army.
Bring
just to kill it.
Well,
we
got
put
so
your
excited.
Head, put your head on it.
Eddie, we got so excited.
Head.
Let me get back to the news story. But
drown
yes.
it in cum?
Yes. God, yeah. I want this. Yeah. Wow.
Just get
so
a bunch of Jewish cum together.
Oh my God. And we could just drown an infant version of baby. And we can, if baby Hitler, we could fill that chamber with cum and drown it in Jewish cum.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. I'm getting hard just thinking about this.
I feel like that would fix a lot of stuff. I feel like there's a lot of complicated feelings around. And that could fix a lot of stuff.
We're going to get all my Jewish friends together. And like, hey, like, we're playing Ookie Hitler.
I'm going to, first of all, like, I'm already hearing the emails about eugenics and stuff and just say, it's not real. It's not real. It's not happening. Okay, we're not going to do it.
We can't do it. I'm not as good at science as you think I am.
And believe me. If we could, we would. Okay? Unfortunately, yeah, we would. But it's not real. So before you write the email, it's not real. We're not going to drown a cloned infant of Hitler in a basket of Jewish cum. Because it's going to be hard.
There are
the
a lot of steps.
Network, and the podcast network's already hard.
I am too busy
hard.
To pull this off.
This is really difficult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kelly is... slammed.
She's really busy.
Yes.
I felt really bad because I asked her if she had an extra charger and I was like, she's busy. I need this charger to like, you know, keep my computer on so I could do these shows.
Yes.
But I felt like she's busy. So Kelly can't get this DNA Hitler clone going.
Not yet. So
yes.
We're looking for actually some freelancers.
I probably can talk to my family about the cum.
Oh yeah, sure.
I could probably, there's a couple guys that are still.
And I'll just throw some non in there anyway.
Yeah.
So
now
but
non
he
like
has,
as in like.
Just me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Gentile.
I thought you were talking
about
Gentile
like cum, yeah.
Bread with, that comes with your Vindaloo.
That's only if you're
Rob
serving.
Pulled up pictures of non.
And that's only
you,
if you're serving.
In case where you were curious,
only
what
if you're
my
serving
was.
Cummed on Hitler's infant as an hors d'oeuvre, then it would go good with a non. But anyways, because that's where the swastika came from, India. All right, let's come back. So they've sequenced his genome, and they discovered that it is true that he had a thing called Kalman syndrome. Kalman. Mr. Banana. So this is Kalman syndrome. It means you can't smell.
It's just yell at your tiny penis and you say, come on,
come on, grow. But what happens in this is that it fucks your sexual development. It fucks up your sexual, secondary sexual characteristics like your balls and your penis. And a lot of people have micropenises. And that took me into, so now we're saying Hitler probably at least had a micropenis.
Minimum.
And yes. So that's interesting. right? That's great. Awesome. But then I went into a little bit more of research of who else had micropenises. We know that
Santa Claus.
That's why he's so busy.
It's so cold up there.
Yeah, it's hard. He keeps inside. His belly keeps it warm, makes it small.
Kidding. He does it for the hose.
That's funny.
I saw it on a coffee mug.
Napoleon Bonaparte had a penis that was 1.5 inches long.
Well, that's because they were only boning apart.
But
you got to take the whole thing.
But he was quite the romantic. He let this guy.
It was French.
But one of my favorite ones I saw, well, they're normally, they got big penises.
Well, it's romance.
Yes.
The romance part of it.
They're good at it. He's good at talking. But this guy named Little Jimmy Scott. Now, Little Jimmy Scott, he was a jazz singer from back in the day.
Okay.
And he had Kahneman syndrome, which means he had a micropenis. But he used to sing lots of songs because he had a super high voice, because it stayed super high because he had a micropenis. And that actually brought quite a bit of people to his side. And he actually did a series of covers.
Oh.
He did Nothing Compares to You. He did Jealous Guy.
Jealous Guy?
Yeah, which great song. Love that song.
These are all songs you could... You relate to micropenises.
Me to hurt you.
I love it. Donny Hathaway's Jealous Guy is the best one of the greatest songs
I made
ever.
You cry.
It's a special song.
It is. I love the Donny Hathaway version of it. But yeah, that's a special guy with a little penis, and he was really great.
Golden State Killer has a micropenis, apparently.
Not as special of a guy, but Little Jimmy.
So it doesn't make you a horrible person. You could just become Frankie Valli?
Oh, yes.
What are we thinking here?
Whoa, he also performed the song Sycamore Trees in the climactic final episode of the original Twin Peaks.
Oh, there you go.
So he is quite, so again, yes, you're right, Eddie. That's kind of why I brought him up. Because I think a lot of times a micropenis will make you mean. A micropenis will make you surly. But I think that it's important for you to know that a man's not just a penis. A man can also be a singer,
mm-hmm.
a murderer, and a statesman.
Yeah, no, I looked up who in history had micropenis, and it's just Hitler.
Because a lot of them, the rest of them, they are more rumored to have a
micropenis. No one's really mentioning it. Oh my God, if you, just, I mean,
I know some people have micropenises that I even can't say.
I will say...
I know somebody who has a micropenis that you would be so surprised as a micropenis. Well, they say Jean to Jordan has a fucking micropenis?
I will say that...
Is St. James Vanderbeek's got a micropenis?
He's sick right now. That's not...
Yeah, that's sad. George Clooney.
Oh, come on.
Oh, they're just coming for the handsome ones.
Whatever.
Colin Firth. Yeah,
Colin,
he does.
You're telling
they got pictures.
He does have a little British penis.
No, that's Colin Girth, baby.
Well, he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
But you also had a very big bush in that picture.
Rob, can you do me a favor? Can you just throw a micropenis into the Wikipedia for us real quick?
Sure.
It's really sad. I want to find out who the guy is in my... The guy that is the picture of it is so either proud or sad.
Look at that. Wikipedia has pictures of tiny dicks.
Hey,
what
I love
Wikipedia.
Is that it just says...
I donated to Wikipedia.
It just says an adult...
I'm doubling my donation this Christmas.
My favorite is the caption is just, an adult male's micropenis in its flaccid state.
Oh, there's a close-up of the erect one, Henry. It goes 3 inches. Look at that. Mm. 3 inches? You would think it would be small. Oh, those are centimeters. Man.
It looks smaller when it's big.
Those are centimeters.
Is that Wikipedia?
Yeah, buddy.
Wikipedia's loving them.
Oh, wow. That is quite... Oh, this is all bad.
Wikipedia.
Hey! Yeah.
Come on.
So just again, if you have a micropenis, please email me sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
I think it's fine. I kind of want one.
I don't want one, but if you have one, what do you do with it to make it better?
You don't make... Well,
it's not about making sex
you can
better.
Have surgery.
There's other things to do, but it's not about... It's about eating pussy, pleasuring, and reading. I think it's a lot of reading. I think it's a lot of writing. I think it's a lot of sculpture making. I'm trying to think what else
John
to do.
Hopkins Hospital, the center most known for this approach, performed 12 such reassignments from 1960 to 1980. Most notably that of David Reimer. Sorry, David. Whose penis was destroyed by a circumcision accident.
I don't even know. That's crazy to me.
What were they doing?
Destroying?
A train car?
Who was doing it?
Who's in the back of a fucking Escalade?
You know what? Let's let the chimp do this one.
Oh, shit. We got to take the canyon. Oh, my God. Tell me you sterilized these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. He took way too much off the
top. Former subjects of the surgery vocal about their dissatisfaction.
They're legitimately, this website is showing the tiny penises of this man.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Wow, Richard Dreyfuss is a small
David Harbour.
He has a small penis.
Think David Harbour is, he's a sexual deviant.
He's got a small penis, and so does Richard Dreyfuss. I just saw his small penis.
I understand.
He's small.
He always has to like say who he is.
Oh, weird. It's his little penis.
Yeah. It is cute.
Weird. Why are they showing us this? Oh, all right. We can't.
I think it's good for actors who do sex scenes because the actress doesn't have to worry about stuff.
Well, just put a fake one on for the camera.
Also, these guys aren't doing nudity scenes. I don't trust this website. What website is this?
No, that was look at the penis.
This is menembarrassed.home.blog. Come on, dude.
Okay. Yeah. This guy's just holding a fish.
Menembarrassed.home.blog.
Yeah, I don't think I trust this one. Yeah,
is holding on there? I feel like he's a permanent men embarrassed.
What's hard flaccid syndrome? It's a rare acquired condition that characterized by a flaccid penis that remains firm, semi-rigid state in the absence of sexual arousal. Oh. Is that really a problem?
I just looked up Richard Dreyfuss nude.
Richard Dreyfuss nude. Oh, this is fun.
Oh, the movie's called Inserts.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, let's get to some stories, Eddie. Let's get to some stories. All right,
How about this? I was fucking right. I was right.
All right, so last week.
I was correct.
All right, so last week.
I don't know if that makes me a good person or a bad person.
We, first of all, want to reach out to the family members of this person, say we're sorry, but last week we were completely correct. A guy by the name of Michael Duarte, he's a food influencer, but the name of, it's food with bare hands.
Yes.
And last week it said that he had died in an accident or incident. And before that, we were like, we always catch the story right before we record.
I scramble every time before we come in here to find one thing that's popping because of the curse.
Yes.
You know, it's just like every single time. So this one, I found this guy and I'm like, accident, incident. No one's saying exactly what happened. Was it a car accident that happened in Texas? It seems kind of crazy. And I was like, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fishy. You heard the show last week.
Yeah.
But we look into it. 2 days later, comes out, shot by the cops because he charged him with a knife.
Yeah, buddy. He goes,
screamed, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. And she ran at a bunch of cops.
It's just like, what the fuck?
It's an incident. That is an incident.
That is most assuredly an incident. You know, that is just so, like, what? The guys just are. Everybody's insane, Eddie.
Yes.
Everybody's insane.
I mean, this guy, obviously, like, he seemed on the level. He seemed nice.
He seemed whatever. He seemed like just a guy that does his food influencer material.
You never know.
You literally never know. But also, you know what you do know? And I'll say this. The person's job description is influencer. From what I've met, the influencers that I've met some that are extremely normal and fine. But I mean it. It's a troubled group.
It really is the only profession that makes me proud to call myself a podcaster.
Well, it's like at least we're comedians.
Yeah.
You know, at least we have that. At least no matter what, we're not just telling people to just buy things.
Yes.
But this guy went off the fucking rails. I think that he was spending too much time alone.
Oh, yeah, food with, you're sticking in the woods, you're just eating random shit, it's crazy. But yeah, no, so he charged the cops and they killed him.
No, you just never know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is another story from this week that you didn't like it, but I thought it was interesting. It's mostly just,
Let's talk about it. Maybe I didn't read about it enough.
I have to deal with this with my mother. Upper Arlington man told police he killed his wife after sextortion threat. So this guy, James Stephen Hill, 76, he's charged with aggravated murder and the death of his wife, Mary Kathleen Hill, 64. This is from Arlington, Ohio.
Okay.
So a horrific place. Mm-hmm. But they went and they called. Apparently they showed up. He'd given himself a stab wound to the chest and he had stabbed his wife to death. because he was getting sextorted. So this is like a new thing amongst the elderly. Mm. And it's about whether or not, and it turns out that it's real. So this guy got talked into either by a human or a bot to send nude pictures of himself. He's 76 years old. He sent nude pictures of himself to a bot or a human. We don't know quite yet. And then that bot or human said, give me $15,000 or I'm going to send these pictures to the internet.
Yeah.
And so he killed his wife. And then he tried to kill the dog. He couldn't get the dog. Dog was too fast. And then he tried to kill himself. And I guess he was too fast. And it didn't work out. So, but it really comes to this. I want to talk to, we have maybe 570 plus listeners. I've met them. I've met them. We've met them all. We've met some. Somebody came to the on the cruise.
Yeah, no, there's always like one old person. It's like, you know what? My kid got me into it. You got it funny.
Yeah, but funny. But I will say, this. I want you to know that let's say this even happens. First of all, what are you doing? You're 76 years old. Stop taking pictures of your fucking penis.
Also, no one wants to see it.
But conversely, if we were to see it, it would not be a scandal. The internet is far more salacious than that, James Stephen Hill.
I really hate to break this to you, but no one cares about you or your cock.
Your penis is not worth $15,000.
They could show it at church and the news is so fucked up that everyone would forget by next Sunday.
It'll just roll over. So never do. Don't you might have just been looking for an excuse to kill your wife. And I'm saying right now to our listeners, you don't have to make up an excuse. Just do it. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, just do it. Because this is an excuse. If you're over 70 and someone wants to publish pictures of your tits, you should thank them.
Also, how gnarled and horrible is your penis that you think your wife won't want to live anymore after other people see it?
So embarrassed by... Well, he thought he would just be so embarrassed by this scandal of his penis hitting the internet. And it's like, bro, you're not Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fucking shit. So you just
if
like...
If you took pictures of your cock
and put it on the internet yourself,
you'd be so sad when you saw how many little people...
would give a fucking shit.
Would even click on
because
it.
You're of age.
Like, I got seven clicks.
That's it. Nobody would even care, dude. The president of the United States is a pedophile, an active rapist who has probably fucked his own daughter. Nobody cares about your tits or your penis.
Yeah,
they just don't care. So if you're gonna, that is why I'm telling this story. Is that if the sextortion to old people is on the rise. It's happened to my mother. My mother called me. I already told the story on the show, but it's true. Yeah. She called me going, I got an email saying they had naked pictures of me in the shower. How did they get the pictures? And it's like, they didn't get the pictures, Mom.
Yeah.
There are no pictures. And again, if there are,
no one
fucking, you should be so lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, she get hitched up right away.
I mean, you know, she already got it. It's already getting dick thrown at her other way, but it's all from these poor ass guys.
That's the thing. These dudes are just so broke.
Fucking, guys, stay away from Henry's mom. If you're going to try to have sex with my mother,
yeah.
Get a job.
Yeah, get a goddamn job or have some fucking independent wealth.
Do something. Holy fucking shit. You know what also the problem is in Florida? It's all these boomers. They're all running out of money. That's a big thing. We're about to hit two big things in our generation. One is the fact that everybody over the age of 75 literally has $0.
They have nothing. Everyone's in a rude awakening when their parents die.
And the AI wall is about to hit like a motherfucker.
Yes.
So remember that as well. The idea of generative AI is going to hit a wall. Pull your money out now.
Yes. No, man. It's fucked. It also, you know what? This thing is happening more and more because I've gotten those emails. It was funny because I got one. It was like, we have video of you masturbating and we're going to post it all over the internet. And I was like, ha! Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, good luck.
I'm like, yeah. You know, it's just like, who cares? Exactly what I was saying.
Because you know who taught us that? Was David Letterman.
Yeah.
David Letterman went through
so many. Like, think about it. This is in the pre, like, cancel internet world. He went through several.
And he did it all very publicly.
And massive scandals.
Yeah.
And he took them right on the mouth. Like, I know he can. He has, like, kind of, like, the obviously male privilege and the power of money.
Yeah.
But that's an example of somebody that stood up and owned his scandals and stepped in front of the scandals. And that keeps you from getting blackmailed, is by just telling everybody somebody's blackmailing you. Own the ownership. Us as a people want you to embarrass yourselves because we embarrass ourselves every day.
Yeah, man. At the show this weekend in San Diego, we were doing Brighter Sides at the end of the show, just kind of like, you know, talking to the audience and having some fun. And someone in the front row was like, my father got catfished for $12,000.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, God damn. And they were asking for the brighter side. I was like, well, now you own your father.
Yep.
And I was like, that is the brighter side.
But the problem is when you own your father, man, the rates for fathers is dropping. Let me tell you that.
Live from your grave.
There's a story that I'm obsessed with, and it's like still developing.
You do your story, because this other story is developing too, and I want to get into
it. Yeah, so I just kind of want to talk about it and keep our eyes on it in one of those things where... So they've talked about this before, but they're starting to get more proof. There's an investigation that has opened up into a claim that back in the 90s, during the Bosnian War, okay, during the Bosnian War...
This shit's fucking fucked.
Russia would hire... tourist snipers from mostly from Italy, and they would come and spend lots of money in order to snipe women and children, that Bosnian women and children. And then so depending on who they shot, that's how much they would have to pay, and it was all in the disguise of war.
Evil Italian fucks would pay money to go shoot, to be able to do sniper tourism, is what they were calling it. And it's very interesting because it's the same Italian crew that Silvio Berlusconi and the Italian Trumps came through, and that whole thing is very, I bet you all that shit touches fucking tips.
It says that they spent over $100,000 for the experience, and as many as 100 people from various countries taken part.
No, that's a horror movie, man.
Yeah, so go keep investigating this shit and find those motherfuckers. It's never too late.
Yes.
And nail their ass to the goddamn wall.
It's a fucking scary story, man.
Such a crazy... I never even would think of that. Like, just like... Not only that, are you committing fucking war crimes. You're making money off of them.
I mean, everybody... But this is one of those where... This is a story that we're hearing that's probably one of countless stories that have happened within the spheres of war.
Yeah.
All over the world and through all time.
Yeah, well, we know, but it's different.
Yes, when it's...
It's different when you hire the mercenary and then you pay them to kill the people. This is like they're making money.
I'm just talking in general about how much money is to be made in the spheres of war and how that's why... They have that's why massive nations have vested interests in doing wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's because everybody makes money on it.
You know what's weird is I'm talking about this right now, but in the beginning of the show, I was offering money to kill a clone of Hitler.
You were. But that's fun. Again, that's fun and science. That's something else. That's a thought exercise. And I do think it will help.
It is a thought exercise.
It's a thought exercise.
Yeah. I don't think I could actually kill a baby.
I mean, it depends on how fucking...
I mean, if I accidentally sat on one, but it wouldn't that would be an accident. That would just be like, why'd you leave your baby on the couch?
Dude, have you been following... I'm sorry. Have you been following the story of the guy that let the baby in the hot car? And this story is... I'm going to take this
winter
back.
Winter can't come soon enough.
This story is, it's out of Arizona. This guy, he left his daughter in the car outside in the driveway. And he went in, he has two other kids too. His wife's a doctor. He's been, what's his name? What's this fucking idiot's name? This dead idiot, Christopher Scholes.
I didn't hear this
Schultz.
Story.
I think Scholes. He committed suicide because he just got a 20 to 30 year. He just got a 20 to 30 year manslaughter charge or aggravated murder. I mean, 20 to 30 year was actually, he took a plea. He pleaded guilty and he took a plea, and going into jail for accidentally murdering your daughter is not a good way to enter into jail.
Because
you go
that.
Into big time jail. Like he was not going to, they said if it would have been, this is a fucked up statement to say, he would have been safer if he had done a sexual crime.
against her.
Wow, because they could protect him.
Because he'd go in with the other sexual offenders and they keep them separate, where he would be going into the murder end of the pen with the big boys.
Yes.
And he was not ready to be amongst the big boys.
They would have destroyed him.
He would have not lived. I don't think he would have lived very long. I think he would have had a very tough time.
Arizona's got tough prisons, too.
Yes. And so I think that, and he's a very soft man. If you watch the body cam footage, I think that's the worst part is that I will say this, and I mean this in all, and truly nice. I did technically compare this guy to Holden because he reminded me a lot of Holden because.
Oh, I remember this now.
It's because the guy comes out and he's like, what do you mean I'm under investigation for murder?
Oh, and he keeps trying to shower.
He like laid down and took a nap. Yeah. And was like, oh.
Well, it's because he's completely checked. Well, he was smoking weed all morning. Yeah, yeah. And this is one of those. It's a horrible story.
He forgot
story.
His kid was in the car.
And it wasn't one time. They said that it was at least 20 times that he had been leaving the kids in the car. And his wife was a doctor. He's a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, come on. That's all you do, bro.
He was a stay-at-home dad.
You don't do anything else?
Exactly. And so for a while.
You're so fortunate in life. Dude. The that wife, you get to be a stay-at-home dad?
The wife ran his whole life, and the wife was trying to, they were going to do the whole trial until the worst part came, which they were trying to hide. Then, of course, it comes out in discovery, was the fact that he was watching porn on his phone while the daughter was dying in the fucking driveway. He left her alone in the driveway for fucking 3 hours. And then when they
That's a lot of porn!
Oh, yeah. Well, he played video, he smoked a bowl, played video games, jerked off. And then when that information came out in discovery, they were like, we don't need a trial, he'll plea. But it was too fucking late because that genie was out of the bottle. They were trying to keep that information hidden. And then they realized, like, once the other prisoners found out
that you were just playing video games
and your daughter,
you were doing a children's
died horrendously. And he had been doing this dumb shit thing of leaving the kids in the car. And he had put a new Peloton in the driveway, which is how he was doing it before, pulling the cars into the driveway and then keeping the house air conditioning would also be going so that no matter what, even when the car automatically shut off, they'd be fine inside of the garage. But because he had bought a brand new Peloton, they couldn't pull the car into the garage, which is why the car was sitting in the driveway.
Also, leaving a car on in the garage, we know, is a bad idea as well.
This man is truly this was going to happen. And it happened to him, and it's an extremely sad story. And then he committed suicide.
God damn.
It actually also, to be honest, it seems to maybe have, I don't think it saved the family anything. I think that it is going to, it just obviously destroyed that family from the inside out.
I gotta say, women, higher your standards.
You know, it's not even, it's just.
I mean, this is like, this guy's worthless. He can't even hold a fucking job.
But it's also, to me, it's more just understanding the, what's fucked up about being a 40-year-old guy, new dad, and stuff about, like, when you don't maybe understand just how serious everything is now.
Yes.
In your life.
Yeah,
your
children are very fragile.
It's real serious. Man.
Yeah.
And that it comes on you like a fucking freight train, and there's no training to be a dad, right? There's none of that.
There's some training.
I mean,
there's books and classes and shit.
But I will say, all of our friends that have children are as big of an idiot as that guy, and they've all kept their child alive.
No one's as dumb as
but
this.
But I just
fuck.
Mean, I love our buddies. I'm just saying, if you've told any one of our friends that have kids that they have kids 10 years ago and you told me that, I'd laugh you to the fucking bank, right? But the fact that now that they have kids and the fact that they just have to keep them alive shows them that you just, you know, it's one job. The guy had one job.
I'm too selfish. That's why I don't want to have kids. Because, like, your life doesn't belong to you anymore once you have kids. It belongs to the kids.
You have to keep your head in a fucking swivel. Like, you're not you anymore.
Yeah.
You belong to your kids.
Yeah.
Which
and then when you fuck up like this, you deserve what happens.
You know, and that is just, it's just a brutal story. And I guess at first it was making me not laugh, but it was making me only just because I could just.
The stupidity of this man.
It was watching, I just there but for the grace of God, go Holden. But at the same time.
Set an example.
They always do this, bro. You know, every single documentary was like, no one woke up that morning thinking that it would be 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No one expects 9/11. If you expect the bad thing to happen, you're doing the bad thing.
Yeah. Fuck that motherfucker.
All right, well, I think we did far too long.
It's fine. Whatever.
I am going to.
We have emails about elephants. Well, we got emails about.
Let me just do this one email.
Let me do this one email about elephants and then we'll go. I am going to save these brutally sad widower emails for the stream. So next
Is that
week,
an advertisement for the stream?
Yes. Next stream, on Last Stream on the Left Live, you're going to watch us read these extremely sad widower emails, and then we're going to give them a brand new, fresh out of the box, foot-shaped dildo.
That's right.
You're going
to
vote
Are we giving to
on
all
the
of
saddest
them?
Story. No.
Oh, wow. So we're actually going to tell one of these sad yes. guys their stories.
Not
sad enough?
Sad enough, yeah.
And this one's just going to be you and I next stream.
Yes. And we're just showing what we're saying. It's one guy. One of them is that is going to be the most sad. And unfortunately, four other guys, it's not going to be sad enough.
Can we, guys, if you sent in one of your widower emails, can we get a picture too? I think it really helps with the sadness. Even if it's a...
Honestly, if you can handle it, we'd love it. Like, if you think you could handle it, not fucking flip out or whatever, that'd be awesome, honestly. If you could send us pictures of your dead wives as well.
We have to give them something if they lose.
The losers, no. Their story wasn't sad enough.
They don't get to fuck a foot, but they maybe, like, we have other
we
pieces.
We only have the one foot.
We got a mouth, too. I'm not keeping the mouth.
No, we're keeping the mouth.
You want the mouth?
That's a great character.
Oh, okay. Well, we also have, like, the other ones that are, we got the luby that they sent
us. We got
us.
A lot of stuff.
Two vaginas down there.
Yeah, and we got two actual,
Oh, yeah, we could just straight up fuckable pussies. We can give them these, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even open or mess with those.
No,
those
I don't
are
even.
Fresh.
Those kind of make me feel weird.
Yeah, I don't like those.
The ones
these
based
guys
off
are
real people
widowers. They could use them.
They need it. Then I guess that's the thing is that
this is a great charity. Unless Pocket Pussies for Widowers.
I love this idea. We're gonna save the 2026 midterms with this. We're gonna change the country with this. Because if we get them too busy
that's
fucking the shit out
that's my new cause.
Flashlights for Widowers.
They can't get back out there. They're too sad.
Nah,
they've had everything. They just need to spend some
you
time
know what?
Alone.
Honestly, women are fucking exhausted, man.
Yeah.
And you already did one, so.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. You already got one done. Why fucking get another one, dude? Fucking be single. Be fucking awesome. Yeah? Go ride a bull, man, every weekend. Go to the bar where there's
I'm
the mechanical
giving
bull.
Giving away million-dollar ideas left and right this show.
I know, man.
I'm losing money by the second.
We need to be somebody in Dubai, man. All right, here we go.
Not the guy who just got chopped up in the desert, of course.
Well, that guy, he was bad with money. This is the elephant piss. I traveled with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, formerly known as the greatest show on earth. We traveled city by train. The elephants would travel with us on their own train car. During load-in and load-out, when the elephants were practically standing around just waiting to go on stage, their caretaker team would have to follow them around, cleaning up their messes. Each time an elephant would defecate, someone was there to catch it before it hit the ground. Arenas and civic centers, they hate that. And poop wasn't that really of a big of a deal. But
they used to get mad when we put, like, popcorn on the stage.
Oh, I remember that. My dad used to bring the elephants through the Midtown Tunnel. This was actually a big deal.
I remember that in Long Island City at, like, 3 a.m.
They would go. He took me once. That was actually one of the more magical experiences I had with my father, where he took me in the cop car and we got to follow the elephants and shit. It was fucking great.
That is pretty cool. You got to sit up front?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he only let me do the prisoner experience once.
That's so cool. I've never seen this.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a big deal.
This is my dad used to do this. But the piss. It's the piss. Someone would post up under the elephant with a wheelbarrow and catch the piss. And then they would have to carefully walk the wheelbarrows outside where they would have to find a storm drain and dump it into. So much piss. Big wheelbarrows filled with piss. made me laugh. Just the idea of it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think about that. I wish my dad was around just so I could ask him about that. That's so funny.
Oh, my. So much piss.
So funny. But, yeah, we got all of these widowers. We're going to go through this widower stuff. I can't wait. You guys are sad as fuck.
Oh, that's
I know some of you guys are.
Oh, look at that. That's a lot of piss.
Yeah, dude. Look at that fucking piss go. That looks like me after my almost certain.
Man, I've been going lately. It's been good.
I was talking about this with Jackie. That was, like, one of the main things that no one ever really planned, like, told me about
what
as how much getting older as a dude would involve absolutely gigantic piss.
Yes. Well, you gotta drink more water as you get older.
And all the I'm taking blood thinners. So it's like when I'm going, man, holy shit. It's awesome.
You gotta get that chunky blood.
I'm just saying, I got the big, you know, I got big pits, just like this guy. Yeah, look at this animal. This is an elephant. We're just watching animal videos of elephants.
I mean, that's
just
more than a wheelbarrow's worth of piss. There's
that
no
looks
question
so
about it.
So satisfying. It looks like me at the end of a fucking, dude, the end of Super Bowl.
You know what's crazy is like, as I get older,
see me
like,
drinking Bud Light.
Every piss and shit I take as I get older is just like a day changer.
Sometimes. It's good, yeah, good or bad.
You think about it for hours.
Yeah, I've had good and bad of that.
Yeah.
I've had the good ones that make me go like, ah, I'm living every day the right way.
Can I say
something?
And then
I've had good ones, and I've had bad ones that make me laugh my way all the way to the fucking having the shower or shower my butt. But either way, I know for a fact now I'm going to love the fact that I'm regular.
I was in a really bad mood before this, and I'm pretty all right now.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you.
I want to thank
you. Because I came in like a really bad mood, and I'm like, fine now.
Yeah, it was nice. You know what it was?
What?
I think it was drowning baby Hitler in Jewish cum.
It really does kind of get really you going.
Makes me feel better. Yeah, just thinking about it. Just thinking about it. Because also, as a baby, it can't grow the mustache, but I draw the little mustache on it.
Oh, of course. You got to draw the mustache.
Yeah, just so you'd remember. Yeah. Every time you felt bad.
Yeah. And plus then...
But you're not jerking off in front of it either.
No, of course it's you're not separate. Jerking. No, you're bringing the cum from home.
Yeah, I want that cum cold.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not putting it in the fridge.
No, but I don't want it hot either.
Not even warm and...
Yeah, no, I don't want it to be. That's comfortable.
You're right. It should be chilly.
Yeah, it should be iced.
Yeah. Cubed.
Email us with some more ideas of what we should do with baby Hitler. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
It's a clone. It's not a person.
It's not. Patreon.com/podcastontheleft. Help fund our dream. We will print celebrities to drown them in cum. Please. If we make enough money, we will do this ourselves. And if the person that gives me the money that keeps, like, because it doesn't have, we've been talking a lot about Hitler. It could be a lot of people.
Yeah.
It could be Winston Churchill.
I think Himmler is a great one.
Him, if we could find evidence of his body, they got rid of his body in an unmarked grave. So it'd be very hard to find his body. I would also.
Tom Brady just cloned his dog. We could drown that in cum.
Tom Brady?
His dog.
Oh, yeah.
He just cloned his dog.
But yeah, Tom Brady too.
But Tom Brady's not a clone. You can't kill a person.
Clone Tom Brady. Then we can kill Tom Brady as a baby by drowning in cum.
I can also be Jewish, maybe. Yeah.
But I'm saying it's up for anybody who's paying for it.
Yeah.
You're paying for it.
Epstein. I mean, you know his DNA's out there.
It is. So enjoy. Go follow us on get social media for all of that. NLP on the left and all the social medias. Go to YouTube at LPN TV. We got a new vampire show, LPNL RPG. It's Bloodbath. Go check it out. It's really good. And there's other shows.
Do the ratings go down this week, do you think?
Maybe.
They went up, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, great.
I couldn't even care.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say it number
one. We got shows.
Vegas.com.
Henry and I are going to Vegas to Wise
Seriously,
Guys.
We are going
December 7th.
It's
going
to be great. Come out and see that show.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm also going to be at Oxnard Levity Live on January 4th with Carolina Hidalgo, Julia Johns, and Holden. And Jake will confront Holden about being a better father. No, he's actually a great father.
He is a very good father.
We just like to make fun of him. He's a phenomenal father. February 18th, it's a Wednesday. I'm going to be in San Francisco at the Punchline with Grant Gordon. And then Henry and I are going up to Alaska with Billy Wayne Davis.
Yeah.
Anchorage on February 20th. That one's almost sold out. Get your tickets to that.
And I cannot wait.
Fairbanks, Alaska on February 21st. Come and see that. It's been a great time hanging with you, buddy. Enjoy yourselves. Have a great week. And can I also hail Satan?
Please.
Hail Satan.
Isn't it nice?
It is nice. Dude, you should have seen, we really freaked out the staff at the mic drop in San Diego coming out and just being like, hail Satan. It was just like the loudest. Like, there sounded like there was way more people in that room than there really was.
That's great.
Y'all are fucking heroes. I love you. Keep the fucking freaking out the squares.
Nothing like screaming hail Satan on a Royal Caribbean cruise while all of these people are watching it from the fucking balconies and shit was one of the funniest things ever. And people
on the first night.
Dude, when we went and we were screaming hail Satan, and then we went to dinner, and then someone turned to them, like, we were all sitting at a table, and someone turned to themselves next to it, and they were like, that's one of the 500 Satanists that are on board. It's awesome. Oh, all right, see you, fuckers. See you next week.
Peace.